Welcome to your sacral chakra. Today we will be talking about Svadhisthana, the sacral chakra. When we develop in the womb, our sacral chakra begins to form from our mother. Her voice, her movement, her feelings and emotions all imprint on our growing fetus. We learn the wisdoms of fluidity through the womb. As we are born, we begin to develop our own feelings. We begin to define our own versions of what hunger, frustration, happiness, excitement, contentment, passion, joy, and even love, what those are for us. We begin to understand the basics of movement in our bodies. And over time, we forget these simplistic arts of feeling, that emotional connection, the connection to the self. However, we can always have a second chance to reconnect to our physical body, to our emotional self, to our energetic fields. Our sacral chakra is so powerful, yet gentle and serene. It holds the power of the water elements, allowing us to be free and fluid. We have the choice to choose how we live within this life. Do we choose to live like the free-moving water? Or do we choose to live rigid and frozen like ice? We hold the connection to both constitutions as we develop our yin selves. We are born into the world with yang energy and begin to connect to the life that is offered. Our sacral chakra governs our sacred sexuality and allows us to explore our creative nature through this power. As we grow into our beautiful sacred connection to our sexuality, we begin to understand what healthy and clear boundaries truly are for ourselves. Expanding our acknowledgement that our prana and our sexual energy originates from the same source, bringing awareness to the moderate space of energy that we share with others, how we integrate with others, the way that we share the vibration through the healing body, the movement, as we are creating. Choosing a sacred and beautiful relationship, not only with ourselves, but choosing ourselves first, choosing our home first and foremost, and then inviting a partner to share life with. We learn to grow and expand our creative force through the interactions with others and outside perspectives, and always returning home to ourselves with the greatest sense of gratitude and love for those that we come in contact with. Our passion in life aspire through our creative nature, offering us the desired wisdoms of life. On this experience, our senses, and turning into the sensuality we intuitively feel. We taste, we hear, we smell, we're able to see beyond. This is one of our greatest gifts of life, and offer yourself passions and pleasures through life, expanding your human experience. It's okay to be playful. It is time for us to be within ourselves and experience all of life for what it actually is. Connection to your sacral chakras through positive affirmations. And these affirmations allow the vibration of your sacral chakra to expand. When you talk nicely to yourself, when you speak these beautiful and kind words, it starts to resonate within the body. It starts to expand the vibrational system. You can say these affirmations to yourself, or you can simply say them within your mind's eye or speak them out loud. Or read them. I feel. I am a creative person. I have a healthy mindset. I love my emotions. My emotions are balanced. I live fully in my pleasure. I love and enjoy my body. My sexuality is sacred. I feel clear and free. I am alive, connected, and aware. I allow myself to play and carry playfulness into all areas of my life. The relationships in my life are healthy, nourishing, and safe. I am a beautiful creation, and I share my beauty wherever I go. I embrace pleasure and abundance. Feelings are an important part of the human experience, and I allow myself to experience feelings. My desires are important, and I allow them to guide me. My body freely experiences pleasure. I am open to beautiful possibilities. Life feels so good, and I deserve for it to feel that way. Who I am and what I do is enough. My relationships are sacred and respected. I am peace. Svadhisthana. The meaning of svadhisthanas translates into the sweetness of life. It is what is connected that brings you pleasure, the sweetness to your life, your desires, your senses, your sensual body, as well as your sacred sexuality and your dharma. Svadhisthana is located under your belly button, directly behind the bladder and behind the pubic bone. It sits just above the bowl of the pelvis and hovers around the area that creates fluid in our body. The color frequency attunes to orange. It is also connected through the Vedas as an iridescent moonlight or watercolor. In the medicine wheel, the connection is to the west, to water and earth. Animals that are connected into the aspect of the medicine wheel for your sacral chakra is working with sea creatures and also land animals that are fearless. The jaguar, large cats, anything that moves with silence and grace, things that do not make much sound and are not pack animals, but are silent animals that lurk in the darkness, but are also seen in such beauty and light. They are the ones that are in that space of constantly shifting with time. The element connected is water. So when you are connected with water, whether that's through sound, through being in the ocean, sitting by the beach, watching the waves, wading in rivers or rafting or being in the waters of the rivers and being able to connect with waterfalls. So wherever it is that you can find water, whether that's your bathtub or your shower or running a sprinkler outside or filling up a kiddie pool on a hot summer day, it doesn't matter. Just the element of being around water starts to help the sacral chakra to expand and grow for itself. You're feeding the bands, the seeds, the life, the love within the energetic field. Like our body, sacral chakra also responds to movement. If we are too stagnant, the muscles start to atrophy, fascia starts to grow, this really fuzzy stuff around it, creating a rigidity in the body. Our bodily systems begin to dysfunction, and possibly even parasites can set in. This is also the connection to transmitted diseases through sexual experience or through any kind of mucous membrane. So being able to take care of the water elements of your body so that the frequency is constantly in a state of health. The Bija mantra, or the seed sound, is Vam, V-A-M, Vam. It's connected to the keynote of D and resonates with a 417 hertz, which helps bolster one's creativity. It also helps positive change in life. This is allowing the shift to constantly rise as we're going through challenges or shifts or changes in our life during that period of time. This is really good for relieving stress and tension, and also helps loosen tight muscles, alleviates joint problems from increased physical mobility, and it also helps with the emotional body. The mental and physical energy blocks that happen with our energy body start to shed away when we connect with a Hertz series of 417. Identification of the sacral chakra is to connect with the emotional body. The orientation and the self is self-gratification. On the shadow side, guilt and shame resonate here. The light aspect is to be able to step up, stand in your power, make yourself your own place of life. Tune into the responsibilities and make your change. When you tune into the sacral chakra power, this is where manifesting, creating, and driving forward into everything that you want to do. And it starts to offer you that divine change, that divine essence starts to set in, that rise of feminine energy throughout the male or female body starts to expand and grow when you tune into the light aspect. You start to create the destiny of where you're going instead of following a pre-patterned path. The sense that is connected is taste. Foods to support the sacral chakra are going to be watery foods, such as fruits and watered melons, gel-containing foods such as chia seeds or even aloe, pomegranate seeds, anything that creates a membrane around the plant that allows a gel sensation to be released. And these gel waters are really amazing for staying hydrated and healthy and boost your vitality. Also, superfoods, adding lots and lots of different superfoods that benefit your body type, your doshic aspect, so that you know how to truly take care of your body. Vegetables and celery, kale, orange foods, anything of the vibration of 417 that you will find within not only sound but also in color frequency and what different foods give off. So things such as melons and pumpkins and carrots, anything that has that deep orange vibrational color along with the moist, wet, cooling foods are going to help boost your sacral chakra. It's connected to Moon and Mercury in the zodiac. And as the moon follows, as we start to follow the moon phases and being able to connect cyclically through the phases of the moon, we start to understand what's going on in life. We're building and destructing and tearing down walls so that we can build new sources. And we're constantly in a state of, you know, growth and death and rebirth and experience, just like the moon, and going through a constant phase. And when we tune into those phases, not only of the moon, but of ourselves, we start to realize the patterns that we have for ourselves. We start to realize the emotional patterns we have. We start to realize the energetic patterns that we have. We start to tune into what other people's energetic patterns are, what their mental status can shift and change through the awareness of what is going on in the lunar pole of the moon and even the waters. So as this grows, it's also connected to our sacred sexuality, which is the creative movement of your sacral chakra. So sacred sexuality is how we not only connect with ourselves, but it's also how we connect with others. It's what kind of gives us that gut feeling sometimes. And it also gives that distinction of how to nurture and how to grow. And when you're connected to the sacred sexuality of yourself, first and foremost, knowing what your body is, what it is that your body is experiencing, but also how to create a sexual relationship that is taken with such deep respect and love around it, so that it is sacred and it's honoring and it's connecting in a different form. Direct overactive sexual energy can turn into creative energy. Being able to shift overactive energy into mindful movement, into ecstatic dance, into organic flow within your practice or your meditation, or simply standing up and moving around. All of these movements and activities allows you to shift energy differently. So if there's ever a time that frustration happens from what we think is sexual energy, it's actually a boost in our creative energy to create that movement, to create more of an ecstatic experience for the self. Tuning into your body to connect breath, to connect mind, to create the experience as that wholeness of everything that we're doing in life allows you to connect deeper into your sacral chakra. When you think about emotions as an energy in motion, you create emotion. So emotion are the way that our body and our soul communicate to each other. And when our soul is unsure of what our vessel is doing, and it's not even an unsurety, it's like a hard no, and it will like say things very bluntly and we won't listen, and then we'll then get a little nudge and a reminder like, hey, pay attention, and yet we still don't listen to that. And then boom, something really big happens, something really scary happens, something out of the blue, maybe an acute injury, an acute accident, or an acute illness that came on super heavy and fast. This is the major wake-up call through emotions. Feelings are the way we tune into our overall being. So tune into what is real. What's going on in your head? What's going on in your body? What are you feeling? Are you feeling pressure anywhere in your body? Where is that pressure coming from? It's not coming just from your body. It's coming from an outside source. If you are feeling heavy in something, that might not just be, you know, like not being able to get out of bed or feeling heavy from something that you ate, but it could be an emotional, literal weight weighing you down from not being able to step into your fullest truth at that moment in time. Even subjects of, you know, being happy. Why is it that you're happy? Why is it that you're excited? What created the spike in movement through emotion that spiked this, oh, I'm happy, and oh, I'm super excited? And how to shift energy from this really, really high active energy to more of a soft, gentle energy that is more elongated over time. When we tune into that emotion, we literally start to push through the veil of illusion. And when we push through that veil, we start to really see our highest truth. We start to see, wow, my knees are hurting, and this is why. These are the emotional connections that my body has been telling me over time, and I haven't been listening, and this is why I am constantly in a state of chronic pain. When you tune into this truth, it allows you to release what is coming up. It allows you to pay attention, to tune in. What are those stories? What is happening? What's going on in the body, and how to communicate in this overactive experience? There are going to be times where we tune into that 3D experience and the fear, the lack, the scarcity, the constant conscious programming that has been done through society over time, the presets that have come with us. We basically are this high-functioning computer that has presets, and we have to go in and clear alt delete some things that were done at one point in time so that we can make room for something more. And we start to fill up with too much data from whatever else is going on outside of us, and we stop listening to our internal self so that our true programming can work in its flawless motion. And to use that analogy is to bring more awareness around we literally are physical little atoms moving all around in a program that has already set in its space and pulling everything together. And when you meet body, mind, spirit, and science and start to push everything together, everything starts to align. Everything starts to make sense, and that veil is open. You're starting to see everything that you're made of, the reality of who you are, the reality of the world around you. And this is all in order of your sacral chakra and having the experiences that have created the alignment with source. There really is nothing else other than this connection and alignment with source. Empathy, anger can be empathized. Madness can be empathized. Sadness can be empathized. Passion can be empathized. Happiness can be empathized. Joyfulness can be empathized. And a lot of the times we forget how to create empathy versus a take on. When we turn into our empathy, we do understand what somebody is going through because we actually feel what they're going through. We feel the emotion that they are feeling. We are feeling the charge of motion in their body that is also being reflected upon us. And as practitioners, it is our duty to understand our empathy. We can understand our empathetic nature, tuning into the empathy and opening it up for compassion and turning on the compassion switch by recognizing instead of reflecting and holding. And when you open the door for compassion, you hold people in a different space. You're able to hold yourself in a different space and have compassion with awareness about where everybody is on their journey, where they are as their individual vessel, and you know, knowing that their higher self has guided them to exactly where they are, knowing that these are the aspects that they have created over time and what they've signed up for in this life. And until they start to recognize and remember what's going on, they're constantly going to either be taking on or deflecting off or shifting from anxiety or depression or introverted to extroverted. And so turning that empathy into compassion and being able to shield the self with awareness of the truth of who you are. As you manage the tools within you, you start to respond to yourself in the way that you speak with yourself through more of a source connection or a spiritual connection or a spirit guide in a sense. And as that alignment starts to shift and change, the divine energy starts to flow very rapidly through the body. And this is where a lot of the times people will experience chill bumps or goosebumps around their body, and you can really feel the energetic connection that is being literally sourced through the connection of what is going on in that space and time. And think about, you know, the first time you ever came to a yoga class and you really resonated with the teacher and you really resonated with the students around, and it was just a great time. Well, that energetic pull is what brought you into that space through the divine alignment, through the divine energy. And being able to let go of control, which is also governed by your sacral chakra, to be able to tune into that so that you can follow that energy, to follow that energetic line and release control. And over that period of time, you actually remain at a true peace. And when you find that true peace, everything responds differently in life. When your body, your mind, your spirit, your energy, the science of who you are, the energetic attachments that have happened over time, everything starts to shift. So then we have to create management about all of these things, and creating management around your relationships, first and foremost. Understanding boundaries in your relationships with your family, with yourself, with your children, with your spouse, with your sisters, brothers, aunts, uncles, whoever it is, best friends. Having respectful boundaries for yourself will allow people to also respect you and your boundaries, offering an authentic relationship, one that is not codependent or in a space of reliance in any way, shape, or form. It's a non-attached, healthy relationship that is truly there for growth and expansion and really truly being there for somebody. The application through that is communication. And communication allows us to guide through the sacral energy of creativity. So you have to create whatever it is that's going on in your relationship, whether that is false advertisement through your thoughts and fears, whether that is in a really overzealous state of mind of being very optimistic and away from what might be going around in the reality of what's happening, and you are shifting into your own, which is absolutely the way you want to go, but how to communicate that. So when we create communication, then the relationships in our lives start to truly expand, and they're more combined in a sense. They're not as spread out. They have more unity into the relationship than they are spaced out to, oh, I'm going to talk to this friend for 5 minutes and this friend for 5 minutes and this friend for 5 minutes, but more of, these are long-term friendships that have a lot of time put into them. There is, you know, a different respect for them. It's not, let me go down the list and spend 5 minutes with 60 people. It's more about quality instead of quantity, and honoring that brahmacharya energy and being able to energetically connect on a different level to create that boundary and respect in the relationship management. Your sacral chakra also helps with motivation. Honoring your motivation and knowing when to take rest. Sometimes we light the fire and the fire is on full blast and it is on full go and full charge. But at times that little fire might start to get a little shaky and wear out and get tired, and you don't want it to burn out. So we have to honor the restoration time. The restoration time is so important. Rest, sleep, hydration, vitalism for the body. You must breathe deeply, drink lots of water, and hydrate the cells. Sleep some more, and eat well, and breathe. So it goes over and over and over again. So what is it that inspires you? Because whatever it is inspires you will start to motivate you. And when you're motivated, you move. You go, go, go. You're inspired. The creativity juices are rolling. You're sitting down. You have ideas after ideas. And I'll just share that I have way too many ideas all the time. And I actually have 50 projects way too many times out of the month. But yet, it's because one subject will inspire another. And when one thing inspires another, then you're constantly moving and shifting, and it creates more work at that point in time, but you also get more done. So whatever it is that inspires you, lean into it, and don't feel that you are being distracted when you are leaning into something that is creating progression in your life. As you shift more into that inspiration and motivation, it's time to move. Because if you're sitting there really focusing, you're all over the place, ideas are flowing, they're everywhere, they gotta go. Pick one thing, go outside for a walk. Tune into that, see where it goes, see how that motivation will inspire and start to grow into whatever it needs to. That way, you're not directing energy all over the place, you're actually focusing it into one section. And then if something else is coming in, tune into that. take that little slice of pie and look at what it is. And if then that inspires something else, because it's now building these pieces that are building into what is actually going to happen, those inspirations allow you to open up for more. A lot of the times people will say, I am most inspired when I'm about to go to bed, when I'm in the shower, when I'm driving. So sometimes when we get a little stuck, and especially if you're a writer and you get stuck and you're sitting there and you're like, oh my gosh, I just don't know what to write about. I don't know what to think about. Wow, I have a pen in my hands. That's when you can shift your energy. Go outside, go for a walk, go take a shower, go do something else, because that will give you inspiration. And maybe sometimes just smelling the fresh air will start to flood that new energy in, and that source connection starts to roll, and there you go. Your inspiration is now there. As we've been in our little staycation, being able to get up, get dressed, get ready as if you are taking on the day. Getting up and making your bed allows you to actually complete something so that there can be more to inspire. And being able to shift into new ways one step at a time allows you to create a new section of focus. And if you're that person that is 90 different things all at once, okay, ready, set, go, and then you have inspiration from one thing into the next, and that's how you work, and you know that you can work effectively and creatively that way, you do what works for you. And if you're that person that needs to sit down, work on one subject, one thing at a time, one, you know, posture at a time, one thing for life at a time, that's what you do. So self-motivation allows you to take back that space. Go to yoga. Do some mat work. Get upside down. Change your perspective. Make your bucket lists in life. Signs of burnout. Okay, so when that little light in your rocket ship burns out, it's not really a good thing. And you do not want this to burn out, because this is where we go into that deep state of rest, also known for some people as depression, or some people will call it I am lost. And this can happen at any time in life for any single person, and it could all be dependent on what's going on around them or within them, or maybe even a life situation that they're supposed to experience. So as this little light kind of dims out, how to revitalize that? Tune into your practice. Revitalize through sleep. Revitalize through water. Revitalize through the foods that you're eating, the things that you're watching. And just watch the patterns of prana that are coming in and how to shift that. And as you guys are learning how to shift your brainwaves and how to reorganize your brainwaves, all of this has everything to do with that burnout concept. You're not burnt out. I am now inspired. I am inspired by the colors in front of me. I am inspired by the people around me. I am inspired by the flowers in the city park. All of these things can help you find that space so that you are not burning out. Source that energy and point it into the direction that it needs to go to. Reconnect and fill up your own cup. You cannot give if you are not caring for yourself. So self-care is very important for the sacral chakra, as it allows for the creativity to stay in fluid motion. It allows you to constantly place space into change, put things into practice, allow your mind to explore in a healthy state, and it gives you a different perspective in life. Your bodily systems that are connected to your sacral chakra are your lymphatic system, also your female reproductive system, including the uterus, ovaries, cervix. It also connects with the spleen, your bladder, your lower portions of the kidneys, the lower portions of the adrenal glands, your immune system, and also masculine sexual energy. Herbs that help calmness in the sacral chakra are nettle and vanilla, coriander, calendula, parsley, fennel, gardenia. So all of these can help soothe anything that's going on in the sacral chakra. When we look into underactivity of the sacral chakra, things start to shift. And emotionally, the body starts to change. When the lack of desire in life starts to creep in, it's time for things to shift. And sometimes we don't even realize that we have a lack of desire, and that's okay. This is where we start to take a note of what's going on. Maybe through journaling, maybe through awareness or asking ourselves questions. Or if somebody comes to you and says, man, I just don't know what I want to do in life. I don't know what I like. I don't know any of these things. Anytime that anybody comes up and says anything like that, you can automatically start to help direct their energy and help them direct their focus into something that could help them. Without giving judgment or diagnosing or placing into anything, but they literally are saying words that now are representing what's going on in the chakra. So you can help people exchange this energy through holistic offerings. And so some of the underactive symptoms are the lack in desire, the lack of desire in life, also lack of emotion, apathy, lack of sexual desire or sexual connection to the self, a underactive sexual health, lack of sensual connection, not being able to taste or smell or feel, even losing sight or hear, lack of creativity or uninspired, the actual fear of pleasure, not being able to see experiences of pleasure and joy, constantly in a state of discipline or shaming to the self for trying to enjoy anything that is pleasurable in life, making excuses to why something cannot be pleasurable in life, the fear of trying new things, being seen as vulnerable, pushing people away while trying to expand and grow, not being receptive of that space of trying, constant detachment or disconnection of feelings with yourself, disconnection and disassociative behavior with the self or others, not being able to interact or speak, deep self-doubt or insecurity, insecurity about self-physical appearance, self-worth, self-living, whether that's intelligence and emotional intelligence or physical operation, etc. The lack of understanding why you are alive and here and now. Blocks into the physical blocks of the non-authentic self. And then also having a difficult time being true to who you are. Doubting the greatness of who you are. Feeling jealousy of others. Constantly in a state of comparison of self to others. Feeling shy or timid. So this is a pretty big list of underactive. And a lot of the times this is all to do with just an energy that is in the chakra that can be shifted through movement, through breath, through vitality, through active guidance of mindfulness. So it's an easier shift when we start to dissect it down to where it came from. So then you have your overactive, which would be overly reactive, overly emotional, mood swings, constant up and downs, bipolar or manic depressive disorders, instability of emotions, stems into aggression or hyperactive emotions, the lack of understanding of what's going on, constant state of fear and aggression towards others, mirroring tendencies, emotional attachments, energetic attachments, victimization, holding grudges against the self or people or situations, high expectations, addictive behaviors, trying to suppress emotions, substance addictions that would be on the sedative side, addictions to substance, to people, to money, to health, to worry, to media, to codependency towards other people or other things, and overly excessive sex drive, sexual addiction, sexual violence, and addictive sexual behavior, overindulgence in food or pleasurable items, and trouble setting boundaries, dramatic or overdramatic behavior, that constant crisis junkie or addictive to the pleasurable things in life, such as, you know, people gamble or they'll spend more money than they have, and also leading into drug or alcohol addictions. So overactive, also not so much fun. However, people go through things. Life happens. This is part of the path. This is how we learn. This is how we grow. So then we create, through overactive or underactive energies, we start to manifest things in our body. So when things manifest in the body, we start to see maybe some hormonal imbalances, maybe some menstruation issues, other reproductive problems, whether it's male or female, obsessive attachments to the body, cardio issues, constant sweating or constant dehydration can also create this, hypersensitivity to mental or emotional or physical, and adrenal fatigue and kidney dysfunctions. So all of these things have to do with what's going on in the body. The easiest ways to shift the emotional statuses, whether overactive or underactive, is through vitality. So vitality is eating foods that are nutritious for the body, that are balanced, that are high vibrational, that are away from any kind of forced death. So taking that into account, changing the pranic station and the pranic energy that is flowing through the body, through what you're listening to, how you're talking to yourself, what it is that you're doing with your energy, and how it is that you're moving. Maybe you're using Reiki to move energy. Maybe you're using breathwork to move energy. Maybe you're moving your actual body to shift energy. So all about the fluid and flow in life. So when this is balanced, we start to see gracefulness, intelligence into our emotions, intelligent movement in the way that we move. We start to move gracefully. We start to move as if we're floating. Every single one of our movements is fluid and soft. And in a sense, we're feeling the way that we're moving. And we're able to expand even further. You have complete understanding of what is happening in life. There is no more fear. There is, this is why. You have the answers within you. It's just time to tune into that, so that fear completely starts to dissipate and you are constantly moving forward. Balance in the body allows for a sattvic state of mind. The emotional intelligence becomes very buoyant. And when you're able to experience pleasure and desire, the true nature of the self starts to bloom and the mind energy expands incredibly. The personality truly starts to shine. You start to see somebody's personal humor, the way that they interact. You can see the smile on their face through their words, etc., etc. Being able to nurture truly comes from this creative womb energy. And when you tune into this nurturing, this love, this kindness, this expansion, this joy for every being on earth, the gratitude sets in, this grace rushes over you, and you then tune into this grace. And this grace just overfills all of who you are, and you turn into this light, graceful creature that holds healthy boundaries and has beautiful relationships and connects to emotions and feelings with witness instead of letting them be their body. To find balance, again, vitality, vital force, prana. When you work with vital force, vitality sets in, that vital cup fills up, all the energy is now constantly in that space. We can let the things that are heavy go. We can set down the suitcase of stuff. We no longer have to stuff our emotional luggage down into our poor little hips. And we no longer have to shove anything into our psoas, and we can let things out. And toolkits for moving energy is how you're breathing, how you are interacting, how you're drinking water, where are you shifting energy from. Doing yoga is one of the greatest things that you can do for your body. Any kind of sacral release or psoas release, a shaking type of movement allows for you to shake things literally off, shake it out. And there's lots of different releases that you can offer through breath work, through mind meditation, through kriya work and kundalini. And when you're working with the sacral chakra, being able to fluidly move and flow and tune into your body on what it needs and creating structure all at the same time by listening to the body instead of pushing it over its boundaries. Listening to what your boundaries really are in your body so that you can connect with them, work with them, grow them, expand what they are, and then become limitless. Other additions to your sacral chakra are going to be crystals. Great crystals for your sacral chakra are going to be jade and rose quartz, clear quartz, carnelian, and so many different things can happen with crystals. The crystal energy can connect, especially during moon season, and you can also add in different essential oils such as lemon, lime, bergamot, clary sage, geranium, and the list goes on and on, all to relieve other symptoms and also create ease within the body through smells. As you all have talked about your eight limbs of yoga, the niyamas are connected to your sacral chakra as they grow with the human body. They start to develop once we start to understand how to take care of ourselves. So the practice of the niyamas, saucha, being able to cleanse, santosha, being content within your space, tapas, your self-discipline, non-overindulgent and self-care, your svadhyaya, being able to self-study and learn not only about yourself, but what it is that inspires you. And then Ishvari Pranidhana, being able to surrender into your highest and best, being able to surrender into love and choosing the best for not only you, but for the greater good of all. When you're manifesting and tuning into feelings and tuning into everything that you are doing, it is really about not just you, but everybody involved. And as you manifest the feelings for yourself and the people that you're constantly in contact with, because that vibration will draw around them and hug their auric field, because you're putting that imprint into the quantum area. Svadhisthana, your sacral chakra. Enjoy expanding and learning and connecting with your water element of your energy center. Have a beautiful and wonderful day. If you have any questions, let us know. Namaste.